Now, friends, we come to the 19th verse of this 20th chapter, and we're coming now to the conclusion of the Gospel of John. This 20th chapter deals with the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and we saw that Mary Magdalene came first to the tomb. And by the way, if you want the order of his appearances, you should have our book on Matthew, and we would send that out to you if you want to order the book. And any gift you make to this program and order the book, we'll of course send it to you. But we have in that the order of the resurrection. And he appeared first to Mary Magdalene. However, when she got there, why, all she found was an empty tomb. And then she told Peter and John, and they came running, and they looked in, you'll recall, and the thing that John says is that he saw and believed. Now, it wasn't just a cursory glance. The word here to see means he inspected the inside of that tomb, and he concluded that the Lord Jesus was back from the dead. That was the only explanation of how he could come out from in under those linen clothes wrapped around and sealed in with 100 pounds of ointment. And that meant that he had been raised from the dead, and there was that form, just as if the body was in it, but he was not in it. And John saw and believed. And then we have the appearance of the Lord Jesus to Mary there in the garden. Now, it wasn't because he looked so differently, although he was in a glorified body. It wasn't because of that she did not recognize him. The thing that caused her not to recognize him is this. She just didn't believe he's back from the dead, friends. And that's the explanation. When he spoke, though, and called her by name, she recognized the voice as only he could speak. And I'm of the opinion today that if the Lord should tarry and all of us go through the doorway of death, that our bodies will be raised when he calls us by name someday, just as he called those that were here that he raised from the dead 1,900 years ago. We come down now to the next appearance, and it is to the disciples who actually are frightened, and they are hidden away, and they're hidden away in a room. The doors were shut and actually locked. Verse 19, and I'm reading that now. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. Now this is the peace that he speaks when deity touches humanity. When the supernatural touches the natural, and this is his word to them. This is the peace that comes being justified by faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. This is the kind of peace he's talking about here. Peace be unto you.